we begin with a look at the state of our very own Affordable Care Act. Starting on Saturday, people who want insurance coverage will again have a chance to enroll for a health plan under the ACA. It's open enrollment for the second time. The Department of Health and Human Services says that by the end of 2015, more than 9 million Americans will be signed up for health care plans through federal and state exchanges. Mary Agnes Carey is senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, and she joins me now to help explain some tips for Americans looking to enroll this second time around. Hi, Mary Agnes.
Hi there.
Great to talk to you. You have some tips for consumers. Now, a lot of people signed up last year. They probably think they're set. They've got a plan. They don't need to do anything.
You can certainly do that. If you don't do anything, you'll be re-enrolled. But it's a good idea to go back to healthcare.gov and look at your options again. You might find that there are other choices that are better for you. So federal officials are asking people, go back on the site, compare those plans and prices, and see what's the best deal for you.
There are some places where prices might have gone down slightly or gone up. You don't want to pay more than you have to, in other words.
That's right. Particularly if you're in an urban area, there may be a lot of competition between those insurers to get your business. It's a little harder for folks in more rural areas to get better prices. It can still happen there. A lot of it depends on the market forces in your area.
There was some concern. They call them glitches, and there were certainly plenty of them in the first year of open enrollment and a little beyond as this large program ramps up. There were some situations of people finding they were billed twice.
That's right. This is another problem. It's on what we call the back end of healthcare.gov. This is the part of the healthcare.gov website where the government talked to the insurers. And here's what's happening. They're still working out the details of how to tell insurers the folks who took no action and were just automatically re-enrolled in the plan they have, the people who actively re-enrolled in what they have, and the people we're just talking about who might have got on the site and picked a new choice. And so it's really important for consumers, as all this works out, as the billing starts, to make sure you're not billed twice if you picked a new plan that you didn't also get a premium bill for your old plan.
This sounds a lot like when I buy movie tickets online and it's working and it says, don't press the back button while this is happening. You could get charged twice.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just one of those kinks. You know, you're talking about millions of people getting insurance. Federal officials say they're working on it. Insurers say they're working on it. So it's one of those things where you've just got to keep your eye on either your checking account, if it's an automatic deduction, or your credit card statement, if you did it that way.
Mary Agnes Carey is senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Mary Agnes, you mentioned that prices in some big cities have gone down, or maybe in some places they've gone up. It's important for people to go back and look at their premiums, make sure they're not paying too much. But there's the other end of it. A lot of people are getting subsidies, money coming in. Those can change too.
That's exactly right. Let's say your income increased. The amount of subsidy that you might receive to help cover your premium costs will decrease. If you don't go in and update that financial income, you could get quite a surprise at tax time when the reconciliation would come. And if the federal government thought they gave you too much in subsidy assistance, it's going to come out of your tax refund. And similarly, if your income drops, you might be eligible to get more money for that subsidy. So it's important not only to get on and look at your options, but to also update your financial information so you're getting the most accurate amount of assistance if you qualify for that.
And this is we've only talked about premiums and subsidies, money going out, money coming in. Health insurance and what you pay is a little more complicated than that.
Exactly. There's also a lot of out-of-pocket costs. Things like you go to the doctor, you've got a co-payment. Co-insurance, where you have to kick in some money along with the health insurer for a particular service, or something called a deductible, where all the money's out of your pocket before your insurance kicks in. All those things combined are the financial impact on you. So when you look at a policy in the exchange, they have them through different tiers of coverage and prices. When you look at that, you really have to get that total picture. How much is the premium? What are my co-pays? What is the co-insurance? What are my deductibles to understand all that money that's going to come out of your pocket?
Now, there's a lot to understand here, Mary Agnes Carey. What is Sylvia Burwell, what is the government, HHS, saying about healthcare.gov and the phone numbers that you can call for help? Last year, we all went through the big disaster that was the launch of healthcare.gov. Is it working well enough so that all these questions that you're helping us with will be easy to answer by getting online?
The mantra from the administration has been improvement, but not perfection. They've talked about how they simplified the application process, in particular for people who've never gotten insurance on the exchange. They've increased the capacity of healthcare.gov, but they stress there may be some bumps along the way. So people should not only, in addition to looking at healthcare.gov, do you have an insurance broker who you might have used in the past? Go to them to get assistance. The law created categories of people called navigators and assisters. You can go onto healthcare.gov and find one of these folks that have been trained through federal government programs in your area to help you. There's also an 800 number on the website, 800-318-2596.
All right.
That where you can call and get assistance as well.
Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Know your costs, know your premiums. Mary Agnes, thank you.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.